Luke chapter 14, the Bible says in Luke chapter 14, verse 28, the Bible says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish." I'd like to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought: what will it cost? What will it cost? Now, the Bible says here in the book of Luke, Dr. Luke writes this down, and I like Dr. Luke. He writes it from a physician's standpoint, and he sees the need of healing in the land. I'm saying today, if we've ever needed healing in our land, we need it right now. We need the great physician. You say, "Well, preacher, who's the great physician? Who could do the miracle that we need to be done today to save America?" The answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we put Him first, the Bible said if we lift Him up, that He'd draw all men unto Himself. I tell you what, if everybody got to following Jesus, praise God, this world, this nation that we live in, praise God, would get back on path. But we've come to a place in our lives that we need to count the cause and figure out just where we are in our life. But we need to realize that there's a great big God up there, that every essence of His being, every fiber of the Holy God is reaching down to us, trying to guide us and direct us and show us the right way. But we rebellious, we like old Israel, that backsliding people. Amen. I want to say, praise God, we aren't to be no backsliding people, because hey, the Holy Ghost of God, if you're a child of God, lives in your heart, making it impossible for you to backslide. Amen. Amen. You can't. Hey, I got thinking on this week, praise God. Hey, there's no place in backsliding for a child of God. Amen. Amen. If we are, you know what we're doing? We're not backsliding. We're grieving the Holy Ghost of God. Yes, sir. Amen. The Bible said not to grieve the Holy Ghost of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. Amen. Give you something to think about, don't it? Praise God. What will it cost us, praise God, to stay in the program? What will it cost us, praise God, to continue in God's plan? See, we want to make plans for ourselves. We plan this thing out, you know. Well, I know that tomorrow I got to do this. And the Bible said, hey, praise God, if it ain't God's will, you won't do nothing tomorrow. Ain't bad. James said, hey, he said, if it's not God's will, he said, we better not say what we're going to do tomorrow, the next day, or the day after that. We better say, if God will, praise God, we'll do this or that. Ain't bad. What does that mean, preacher? It means that we need to start trusting the Holy Ghost of God and leadership from on high, praise God, to direct our path in everything we endeavor to do. Amen. You know what's wrong with America? You know what? Well, let's just break it down. You know what's wrong with me and you? We praise God, we're out of contact with God. Amen. We've strayed from Him, praise God, and we're trying to do our own thing. I want to say, praise God, it won't work without God. Amen. We are creatures that's designed to count and to trust in the Lord. Amen. We are created by body, soul, and spirit. Amen. A body like unto the Lord's. Amen. Praise God. He give us. He said we're created in the image and the likeness of God. Amen. But we're created to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Was three parts, and it's all one, praise God. And we're created in three parts, and it's all one. Amen. I didn't know I was going to go here, but let me just give you this right quick. Amen. We're created as a body, praise God, and God give us so that we can glorify Him. He give us a body, praise God. He put a spirit in that body. That spirit is what makes us who we are. It makes us move and breathe and have our being, praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Hey, as the brother was singing, when you go out of here, praise God, Ecclesiastes 12:7 says the body goes back to death from which it come, and the spirit goes to God. Amen. How do you know that? Because he said, when that trumpet sounds that Brother Andrew was singing about, he said, hey, praise God, the dead in Christ will rise first, and those alive will be. But praise God, he said, those that's with God, those that's ones that's died, praise God, amen, before the rapture. Amen. He said, God will bring with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. All those old saints of God, brother, praise God, those mamas and daddies, those grandmas and grandpas that died loving Jesus, praise God, are with God today. Amen. And one of these days, in a little while, praise God, it ain't going to be long. Bible said this life is like a vapor and it's gone. Amen. Kind of like the dew on the grass when the sun comes up. It don't last long. See, we're living this day. We're living today, praise God, that our life's going to be forever. But we was talking this morning, praise God, today may be the day. The bad day may be the only days you have. There's a lot of people today, praise God. Hey, listen, every second there's somebody, there's people going out of here. One, people's gone. Two, people's gone. Three, people's gone. Just every time you can click your fingers, praise God, somebody's going out of here. Today could be your day, praise God, but we need to have things right with God, seeking His face, praise God, looking for that glorious day, because it could be today. Amen. Praise the Lord. But what would it cost to get us here? He said, for which of you? Now, He brings this down to a personal place. He said, which of you? Amen. That's me and you. He's asking us, which of us? Praise God. Which of us? Which of you? Amen. It's personal, God. See, He's a personal Savior. Even though He, praise God, He knows the thoughts and intents of our hearts. Praise God. He's personal with us. Hey, I'm talking about, now you get this. A great big God of glory, I mean, that created the heavens and the earth, praise God, gets personal with us. Comes right down to where we live and deals with us on a personal basis. Shows us where we're at. Shows us what we need. Shows us what He has to give us. Son, that's love. Praise God. That's God. Only God can do that. There's a whole lot of people today say, well, preacher, there's more than one way to get in. There's no other way, praise God, to get you in that way. Because there's no other God. Yeah, there's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved than the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes Jesus, praise God, to get you saved. It was Him that died, praise God, that finished work of Calvary that saves men's souls. That shedding of blood for the remission of sins. Putting them away, praise God, never to be remembered again. But He said, which of you, amen, intending to build? Amen. Now watch this. He said, intending to build. Now the world is full of good intentions, ain't they? We all have good intentions. We get up every day with good intentions. Amen. We're going to do good. We're going to try to behave ourselves. We're going to try to live right. Number one, we're going to try to learn what God have us to have. Amen. That's where we're at. That's where we should be. Get up every morning, praise God, and pray that God help us to learn where we need to be, what we need to do, how we need to act, and how we need to react in every situation. Amen. Then we get up not only to learn, but to live. To live out that God shows us, praise God, day by day. Amen. And then to, praise God, to learn and to live, and then to love, praise God, God of glory, most of all, supreme, so that we can love everybody else, praise God, the way we ought to. Amen. Pretty simple, isn't it? We all got good intentions, but we all come short of this, don't we? We all struggle with this in our own lives. But God Almighty is there to help us if we'll just let Him. Now He says, now He goes on here and He says, intending to build a tower. Now what is, boy, I got hooked on this tower. What is a tower? Now in that time, the tower was a high place. Amen. It was a place of observation. Amen. It was a place of lookout. It's a place, praise God, where you could see the enemy coming. It was a place where you could get, praise God, above everything else. Amen. Where the mumble jumble down here, praise God, didn't distract you. Amen. He said, hey, if you're intending to build a tower, praise God, if you want to have a high place for yourself, He said, what is it going to cost you to have that place? Amen. That high place, that tower. Amen. As we celebrate Memorial Day tomorrow, praise God, we need to look back at our lineage, our history, Brother Bill, and realize that they's some good, brave men and women, praise God, that they gave their life, praise God, for that high place, that tower, that place of watching, where they could observe, praise God, what was taking place. These people died for what we have today, and we take it for granted. God's give us a high place. Amen. God's give us a place of safety. God's give us a place of compassion. God's give us a place of love. God's give us a place of help. And God's passing out hope, praise God, from His high place. We have that today, glory to God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but if you're intending, amen, if you are intending to build that tower, that high place, that elevated place, see, they some men and women in this, that's went through this life, that's fought in the wars, that's gave their lives, that, praise God, had sacrificed themselves so that we could have this freedom today. Amen. They wanted to build something, praise God, that would stand the test of time. Amen. They wanted to build something, praise God, for these little old youngins, for these little boys and girls that we have here in this place, and for me and you. They built a high place. They built a tower. You know, preacher, they didn't do nothing but go off to war. They went and built a tower, praise God. They was building a high place, a place of refuge for me and you. Amen. These United States of America, we've got a lot of faults, but we're still the greatest nation in the world. Amen. You say, why? Because we have the ability, Brother Bill, to come and worship, praise God, in spirit and in truth this morning in the house of God. A lot of countries don't have it. In China, praise God, they're meeting on the streets in different alleys and places to talk about God and to read His Word, and they're sharing the Word one page at a time. Amen. They take out one page, brother. They tear out one page ever so gently. And boy, they cherish that. They carry it with them. They read and they, praise God, they memorize that one page. Amen. Why? Because they want to build something, praise God, that'll stand the test of time. They got a hold of something, praise God, that I don't think a whole lot of us have ever got a hold of. If we ever get a hold of Lord Jesus Christ and He ever gets a hold of us, praise God, it'll change us forever. They begin to see some things. They begin to get in a high place. They begin to get to where they could see the enemy. Amen. If we could ever get up in that tower, praise God, hey, listen, mamas and daddies, we could see the enemy. Amen. We could see that was a coming. Praise God. If we ever got to looking with the help of the Lord, praise God, and the Word of God in our heart, praise God, we could see the enemy approaching. But we can't turn a deaf eye to it. Praise God. We watch it. If you turn on your television, you watch Hollywood. Amen. They're bringing that wickedness right in your home. They got programs on now with fornication and adultery. I mean, it's just wickedness on every hand. Sodomy, they're just pushing it out their throat. There's not a program on TV. They don't have sodomites. We're trying to indoctrinate us. They're trying to teach us, and it's okay. We got to accept it. Hey, listen, newsflash, we don't have to accept it. It's wrong in the eyes of God. He said it was wrong, and it'll always be wrong. You say, well, preacher, you're just no fogey. You're just not up with the times. Amen. I'm up with the times that God called. Say, God ain't changed His mind. Amen. Hey, if He did, He'd have to recall His Word. Praise God. He ain't recalled His Word. Amen. He recalled us. Amen. We need a tune-up. Amen. Massive recall. Praise God. I got a sin problem. Needs to be fixed. Attitude of heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll share it with you sometime. I got that. That's a blessing. I think Brother Kevin gave it to me. God's recall. But praise God, we got a place that we can build for the glory of God. Amen. We can look out from, we can see, we can also be in that high place. We can also see our friends. Amen. If we get up in that high place, God, the closer you get to God, the more you can see who your real friends are. Amen. You get out there living like the devil, praise God. You survive, you supply the means, amen, for their fornication, their wickedness. Now, fornication ain't just sleeping outside of marriage, praise God. It's the wine, the drugs, the alcohol, everything else that goes with it. Amen. Lasciviousness, loose living, it'll destroy you. Amen. Look, Brother Bill said in Sunday school this morning, because you may get out there and you say, well, you know, I'll just go with the flow and I'll win them, I'll bring them back. No, they'll take you out there and destroy your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll not bring them back. The only way to get them back, praise God, is stay in the house of God and pray. That's what makes the difference. But he said, if you're going to build a tower, it's important. Not only to see the enemy and see your friends, but it's a place of defense. Amen? Gives you a place, praise God, where you can take a stand for the glory of God. Amen. So the Bible asks us a question. He said, who doesn't sit down, sitteth down first? Amen. He said, if you're going to build a tower, you got to sitteth down first and count up the cost. I wonder how many of us have sit down and count the cost of what we do, their attitudes and the way that we perform our lives day by day. Have you considered the cost in their activities? He said, have you sat down? Hey, let me ask you another question. Have you got a plan to follow Jesus? Think about it. Have you? Now I'm not saying, hey, I get up and come to church on Sunday. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, have you a plan in your heart and in your mind, praise God, to follow Jesus? Have you settled it in your mind, praise God, and in your heart that you're going to walk with God? Because if you don't, hey, you ask Brother Andrew, some of these others, the devil will drag you out in the world. He'll beat you up, praise God, and do like he did old Paul over there and leave you for dead. They don't care. But praise God, if you settle in your heart and you settle in your mind, praise God, you've got a place of refuge. You've got a place you can defend. Amen. Amen. You've got a high tower, praise God, that the devil can't destroy.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. But we've got to have a plan. Amen. Let me tell you something. You daddies, you look at me a minute. Do you have a plan for your family? Amen. Do you have a plan for your... You're the spiritual leader of your home. You're going to stand accountable. You're going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, great white... at the judgment seat of Christ, if you're saved. Amen. To be great white throne judgment, if you're not. But you're going to stand and give account for your home. Amen. Going to stand and give an account for your home. How you believed, how you lived, how you led your family. Amen. You better come up with a plan. Amen. Help us, Lord. We have to come up with a plan, fellas. If we don't, all is lost. But if we build a high tower, praise God, and we count the cost of seeing souls saved, praise God, if we want those little young to make it to heaven, we better build a strong tower. We better have a plan, praise God, and instrument that plan. Amen. Put it into the works. We have to have the plan. Amen. Over in Hebrews, let me just show you something. Over in Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, if you want to turn there. Verse 1, the Bible says this. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. He said we ought to pay attention to what we've heard. Amen. Hey, it's our responsibility not to sit here and let it go in one ear and out the other, but we ought to pay. He said, what we need to do, we need to pay attention to what God's trying to tell us. He said, we need to listen, amen, intently to God trying to speak to us. We need to take time. We need to be still and hear the salvation of God. Amen. He's trying to speak to us, but we got to listen. Earnest heed to the things which we have heard. That's what it says. Least at any time we should let them slip. You know what he's talking about there? He's talking about a ship. Amen. He was talking about a ship that pulled into the dock. And what happened, praise God, it wasn't mooring, it wasn't tied up well. Amen. The ship pulled into the dock and somebody haphazardly throwed out the lines. Amen. Wrapped it around a time or two without the sailor's knot, praise God, and that ship floated adrift. Amen. He said, if we don't take earnest heed to what God's trying to tell us, praise God, we'll go adrift. And you know what happens when you go adrift? You become shipwrecked. Amen. The devil's moving all over this land to shipwreck us. Amen. To cause us to pull away. I see it all over the place. Brother Bill, it's happening in our churches today. We was talking the other night, there's three or four churches just in this immediate area that people have slipped away. They've lost their mortgage. They've lost their hold. They've not been tied. They're not tied down. And they've drifted away in the churches. are becoming empty. Several churches got 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 people in them. Used to have big congregations of 40, 60, 80 people. And they're dwindled down. Why? Because people, hey, they haven't paid earnest heed. And they've slipped away. They've slipped away. The devil's thrown them a counterfeit. He's put this worldly junk before happiness in the Lord. Amen. We need the Lord Jesus Christ like we've never needed before. Lest we let it slip. Like we fall away, we pull away. Say, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, that means sure and stable, and every transgression, violation that we've had against God, and ever disobedience, that's not paying attention. Amen? When God speaks to our heart, it's not listening. How many times has God spoke to your heart about something and you haven't listened? You've went on about your business and said, well, it won't matter. Hey, it may not matter to you, but it matters to God. Hello? It matters to God. He said, receive a just recompense of reward. That's your compensation. I wonder how we're going to be compensated whenever we just vagrantly disobedient to God. Listen to what he says. Now here's the clincher, verse 3. He said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? He said, how shall we escape? He said, if we neglect. In other words, he said, that's that disregarding what God's got to say. We're living in the world, praise God. And they said, well, preacher, I know the Bible says that, but. Amen. There's no but about it. If God said it, praise God, it's Bible, it's God. There's no buts. Amen. But he said, how shall we escape if we neglect? If we just disregard the magnitude of the salvation that we have offered. Amen. So great a salvation. I'm talking about a magnificent salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we neglect that, amen. Amen. He said, how shall we escape? He said, where have we got to run to? Now think about it. If you neglect so great the magnitude of the salvation that we've been offered, what's better than that? What else do we have to run to? What hope? What other hope do we have? Amen. See, I got this philosophy. You know, people say, well, preacher, I don't believe in all that. The fellow told me the other day, he said, preacher, I don't believe all that. I believe it just whenever. He said, I don't see how you believe all that. He said, hey, I believe it just when you die, you just go back to the dust when you come, and that's it's all over. I said, well, I said, I've got a, he said, how do you know what you've got real? I said, I've got an unction down in my soul. Holy Ghost of God moved in, took up his abode. That spiritual relationship I have with my God of glory has made me a promise, and I've got hope. Amen. He said, what if you're wrong? I said, if I'm wrong, then I said, I'll just go just like you do. I said, but what if I'm right? Amen. I said, I'm going to make it to heaven on, praise God, on a promise from the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to slip off into hell lost without God. Amen. I'm going to trust in the promise, praise God, that I've been made. That was pinned down by 66 authors, the Word of God. Amen. He cannot lie. Praise the Lord. So how shall we escape? What have we got to run to? Where are we going to flee to? If we neglect, disregard the magnitude of salvation that God's offered us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We think, well, what? Well, preacher, I don't need all that. We need more than you think. Amen. But we're living in a day that people's turned from the Lord. They've turned to their own selves to try to be satisfied. And there's no satisfaction. They're not finding satisfaction. It takes just a little bit something more to try to say, then we'll go, well, all I can go in that, then now I'll try this. Well, I've done all I can. Now I'll try this. And they're still not satisfied. Amen. But praise be to God. I thank God for the day that I got in. I said, Lord God, I love glory. I'm yours and you're mine. Praise God. And if you'll just keep me and direct me, praise God, I'm just going to stay in the fight for you. And you know what? Ever since then, I've been satisfied. Amen. I don't need no big mansion on a hill. I don't need no great big amount of money in the bank. I don't need some great big car, praise God. I'm satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Satisfied. Bless His holy name. He said, you count the cost, you've got to have a plan. He said, He said that you might have sufficient to finish. I believe everybody here wants to finish well. Amen. You want to finish well? Amen. I believe everybody wants to finish well. Nobody wants to finish bad. Nobody. Hey, we're all competitive. We all want to finish well. I don't believe there's any of us here that don't want to finish well. We don't do our best. He said that they've laid a foundation. Amen. Now we know that there's a whole lot of people's laid a foundation. Over there in that development that I live on, or live next to. I don't live on it. They're too ritzy for me. But I live next to, they just about every day, John, they're pouring, they're laying a foundation. Amen. They go in there and they dig that thing up and they pour that foundation. Teresa's uncle and aunt, they got moved up from New Orleans down to Jackson, North Carolina. Last week they poured their foundation. Amen. And the foundation, foundation's sure. I mean, the inspector's come out. He's looked at it. He said, praise the Lord. He said, that'll stand the test of time. Amen. I want to say this morning, our foundation is sure. Praise the Lord. Look over at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 11 said, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. So we know our foundation. Who's your foundation today? What kind of foundation are you building? Are you building on Lord Jesus Christ? I want to say, if you're not building on Lord Jesus Christ, I pray God, you're building on shifting sand. Amen? Other foundation can no man lay than is laid. In other words, Paul's telling the Corinthians here, he said, the foundation has been laid that's sure. It's steadfast, unmovable. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? But the thing is how we build on that foundation. Amen. We know the foundation is sure. But hey, what are we going to use to build on that foundation? He said, now if any man build upon this foundation, this sure foundation, wood and or gold and silver and precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble. He said, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day of the Lord, what he's talking about here, shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Now, he said that gold, silver, and precious stone, those are things, praise God, when you try them with fire, praise God, it don't destroy them, it just makes them pure. Amen. It makes them better, it makes them worth more. But he said there's wood, hay, and stubble. He said that stuff that you build on, if you build with that, say, praise God, when the fire's put to it, it just burns up and it's gone. I wonder what we're building on today. Hey, we know the foundation, praise God. Everybody in here knows the foundation, Lord Jesus Christ. But what are we building on? Let me bring that in. What are you building on today? What's important to you? Amen. Amen. He said, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. But I want to ask you something. What you're building with today, will it stand the test of time? Will it stand the fire? Huh? Will it stand the fire? Will it stand the fire? Will it be burnt up? He said, well, I don't know, preacher. I'm not sure. Well, we better be sure, because there's some little lives that's hanging in the balance. How we build on our foundation for Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The foundation He's given us, praise God, it depends on me and you. Amen. As the seniors of the church, as the people, amen, a spiritual household of God, praise God. How we build on that foundation, praise God, is a representation. Amen. It's what God's looking for when we're put to the test. Whether it'll stand or whether what we build will be burned up. I believe a lot of things, a lot of our things that we put as priorities will be burned up. They won't stand the heat. Amen. Boy, we better be careful in these last days we live. Amen. We're right at the end of this thing. These wars and rumors of wars, they're starting to talk now about this this escalation of Russia over there in Russia, looking at the oil. China's starting to look at different prospects for oil. This thing's about to hit the fan. Amen. Because when China calls in their notes, the Chinese, Japanese, I don't know if you know it or not, but a whole bunch of our national forests, They don't belong to us. Amen? We put them up for collateral so that they would give us monies. Amen. Those a lot of our national forests, praise God, are not ours. China and Japan's going to come in one day and say, we're going to start drilling over here. And we don't care what you say. That belongs to us. Amen? This thing's just about to finish up. She's just about to wind down. But we have to ask, but what we build, will it be fireproof? Amen? Will it stand the fires? He said this man, and he's personal, began to build, was not able to finish. You know what happened? You know what happened to this fellow? He was drawn away. He began to build. He began to start right. There's a lot of people that start out right, but they get sidetracked. They get sidetracked. They get dissuaded. Amen. And they start to deviate from the way that they should go. Amen. And they don't finish well. They don't finish what they started. They don't finish with any kind, anything that'll stand the fire, the test of fire. Amen. How are we going to finish? See, there's a whole bunch of people over there in Ezekiel 33. Remember I told you the story? Oh, Ezekiel was a preaching the Word of God, and God said, you know what? You're going to preach, but they ain't really going to listen to you. And they said, hey, you got to come hear this man. This old prophet, praise God, he's a preacher straight. He's telling us from the mouth of God exactly where we need to be, what we need to do. Amen. Let me look at Ezekiel 33. Let me read that to you. I don't want you to take my word for it. Ezekiel 33, in verse 30. He said, also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, Come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. Amen. Said the words, hey, the Lord, it ain't this old man, this old preacher that's preaching. He said, this is coming from God. He's trying to help our hearts. Amen. He must care about us. Amen. He said, and they come unto thee as the people cometh. Amen. They gather up. Amen. Just hordes of them come to hear. And they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. Listen to what he says in verse 32. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but listen to this, but they do them not. Amen. They're hypocrites. Amen. They're hypocrites. They say, boy, that's good. You need to hear this man of God. You need to hear what God's got to say. It's important that you hear. You need to hear this. Amen. John Fry, you need to hear what I'm telling you.
Amen.
I'm not going to do it, but you need to hear it. You laugh at that, but what about us? How many of us sit day after day, year after year, praise God, and God speaks to our hearts. He said, this is where we need to be. And we said, you folks better get in. You better do what you're supposed to do. But I'm going to do my own thing. Huh? How many of us do that? Help us, God. Amen. It's time that we pull back and we say, you know what? What will it cost? What's it going to cost? What's my tower going to be like? What's my place of safety? What's my elevated place, praise God, going to be like? Am I going to listen to God? Am I going to hear from the Lord? Am I going to do what He says? Amen. Will I be able to finish? He said, he's not able to finish. He said, David's a great... You know, even in the day we're living, listen to me. The Bible said there'd be a great falling away in the last days. The Bible said, God said there'd be a great falling away. That's why these churches is emptying out. That's why people are going their own way. Because people's you know why? Because they don't have a church like this. They've got a place where they tickle their ear and tell them how good they are and pray. And they think, well, if I'm that good, I don't need church. Amen. There's nothing good, no, not one. We all just old wicked sinners in needing of a Savior. Praise God. And that Savior's Lord Jesus Christ. And He came to us, to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. And because we have that, we believe that, we follow Him. And when we hear God, the Bible said, the Lord said, and He said, okay, Lord, here I am. Send me. Amen. It means we got to may have to sacrifice. Are you willing to sacrifice anything for the Lord? Give up something? You may have to commit. Amen. Are you willing to make a commitment to God? Are you able to make a commitment to your church? Amen. I believe if we make a commitment to the Lord, we'll make a commitment to our church. I believe there's rewards for faithfulness. The Bible says there is. Are we faithful to God? This is important stuff. It's how we build that tower. We need to count the cost. Because there's a whole lot laid away and found guilty, praise God, in the day and hour that we live. A lot of things wanting in the day we live. Sacrifice and commitment with help from the Lord. I want to say there's help in the Lord today if we'll just let Him help us. But what are we willing to pay? What will it cost? What will it cost you today to be a child of God, to get in, to hear what He's got to say, and to follow Him? Jesus said, if you can't take up your cross daily and follow Me, you can't be My disciple. Amen? Are you willing to take up your cross? Are you willing to sacrifice and commit to being a child of the King? Because there's a great falling away. There's a lot of people today, listen to me and I'm done, that's not going to finish well. The Bible said they'll get in as though by fire. Amen. Everything that they've ever done will be burned up. Because the only thing that'll stand the test of the fire will be what we did for Lord Jesus Christ. To magnify and uplift His name is the only thing that'll stand the fire. But praise God, if we'll trust in Him, trust and obey, praise the Lord, we can have that blessed hope and be encouraged in this last leg of the journey that we can finish well. But we've got to have a plan of attack, because I guarantee you the devil does. He's got a plan of attack today, and he'd like nothing better to tear you down and to drag you away from God as far as he can get you drug. Amen. But praise God, if you settle in your heart, say, you know what, I'm going to sacrifice, I'm going to commit, I'm going to stay with God no matter what. Because I know I've got to build my tower. I've got to count the cost. And I want to say, what's it going to cost me? Whatever it takes to keep my relationship with God so that all those coming after me can have a place of refuge. What kind of place of refuge are we building today? What kind of place of refuge? What kind of high tower are you building? Have you counted the cost? What will it cost you? Are you willing to make a sacrifice? Are you willing to make a commitment? There's an altar here. God says, you can come to Me at any time. And He said, I'll help you build that thing. He said, on this sure foundation.